The ordinance passed by the Anchorage Assembly this week allows builders to bypass the municipal building process and instead go through a privately contracted engineer to get the go-ahead. Assemblymember Adam Trombley wrote the ordinance. He says he introduced it at Tuesday's Assembly meeting for several reasons.
I did it, number one, to make it more efficient, reduce the size and scope of government, and make things less expensive for consumers.
The Assembly passed the ordinance 9-2, with Assembly members Harriet Drummond and L.V. Gray Jackson the no votes. Trombley says he hopes the new ordinance will help speed up construction of single-family and two-family residential units, of which there is a shortage. Mayor Dan Sullivan admits the building plan approval process can be cumbersome.
The main concern you hear from builders is just time. It's very time-consuming sometimes to get into the municipal process. You get into the queue behind, many plans in front of you, and if a reviewer has a very troublesome set of plans, then it takes longer and yours is sitting in the queue.
Sullivan emphasized that the new law only applies to plan review, not to actual construction. He says construction will still be inspected by city officials, and the municipality will still have the final word.
We still, at the city level, will do the inspection out in the field as the house is being built. Our inspectors will go out to make sure that from the foundation up to the roof that it does comply with code.
Sullivan added that private plan review is already in place in areas such as Chugiak, Eagle River, Girdwood, Indian, Bear Valley, and Stuckagan Heights, and the new ordinance just allows it in the Anchorage Bowl. The ordinance applies only to single-family and two-family residential construction plans and only to new applications. It went into effect as soon as it was approved and is valid until December 31st, 2015. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.